It's one of the first highly publicized shootings under Wisconsin's new concealed carry law. The district attorney in Milwaukee County says a man was shopping with his wife when an armed robbery started at a cash register. The man moved his wife and another customer away, took out his handgun, fired several times at the robber, and wounded him. District Attorney John Chisholm says the man won't be charged because he had a concealed weapons permit and was justified in pulling the trigger.
You know, under Wisconsin law, a citizen is privileged to use force against another person for the purpose of preventing or terminating what they reasonably believe to be an unlawful interference. And even if they do that, they still have to use a reasonable amount of force under the circumstances.
Chisholm says he made his decision after interviewing the shooter, looking at video from multiple cameras in the grocery store, and talking with police. The grocery store did have a sign on the door saying no firearms were allowed inside. But Chisholm says the shooter also won't be penalized for not obeying the sign.
The consequence for a licensee going into a posted area is a forfeiture, a municipal ordinance violation in essence. And in my review of this, based on the actions that he took, I do not think certainly that criminal charges are appropriate, but I also don't think there's any merit to pursuing a ordinance violation.
A Wisconsin group that opposes handgun violence declined comment on the decision not to charge the shooter. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.